My name is Kirsty, and I am the host of the Mindset and Me podcast. Formerly, I'm an accredited transformational and mindset coach, Vedic meditation teacher, and wellness expert. I'm obsessed with helping you navigate the messy middle and find clarity in every season of life. Informally, I'm a pale rosé wine lover, chocoholic, and your new bestie. We get into all the life lessons and learnings from the most incredible guests to help you gain clarity and get into an abundant mindset. So go and grab a coffee, get cozy, get comfortable. This is the Mindset and Me podcast. Welcome back to the podcast and the first episode of 2023. I am joined by the most incredible woman, friend, entrepreneur, and all-round girl boss, Danielle Pisa. This is her second time on the podcast, and I'm so grateful she agreed to come back because so much has changed in this time. She launched the most incredible app, Pause, and I love the ethic and moral behind it. The reason she created it, the content that's on it. I actually have done a little meditation series for January. You're welcome. But also the journey to get there, the highs and the lows. She is also a dear friend of mine. And so I heard so many of the things that she went through behind the scenes. And really, she put so much work into this that I felt it only right to bring her on and share this expertise with you. I'm so proud and just honored to have her on the podcast. But I also think you're going to get so much value from this. So welcome back to the podcast, Danielle. How are you?
I am very well, thank you. How are you? It's good to be back. Thank you for having me.
Isn't it? I mean, it's an honor, darling. It is an honor. I feel like so much has happened since you were last on the podcast as well. And I'm trying to like think about everything that we've all been through and just there's just been so much time. And yet it's not like a moment's passed.
Always. I mean, life has been lifing. Life has really been lifing, but we're still here. We're still feeling fab and we're having a good time.
We absolutely are. Sums us up actually in our friendship group. Perfect. For anyone who didn't listen to the first podcast, it's okay. I'll let you off, guys. I'd really love to give a bit of a background into you and your story and kind of how you've got to where you are now, because it's a really fascinating story.
Oh, thank you. So I used to be a professional dancer. I was like the girl at school that just did all of the dancing after school. That was my thing. Mm. Went into professional dancing and had that career for like 8-9 years, but always knew there was something more that I wanted to do afterwards. And this was at the very start of like kind of social media. This was way before TikTok. Even Instagram wasn't really like big. It was like Twitter was the main platform. I then ended up in social media, gaining a great audience of like engaged, predominantly women that were interested in the same things that I was. And my social media career kind of just grew from there. But I didn't really know what I wanted to do on social media when I first went on it. I just like shared my life and things. And I kind of had to find my feet, whereas I feel now, a lot of the time when people go onto social media, they're like, well, I love makeup, so I'm going to do makeup on social media. Or I love fitness, so I'm just going to do that. I approached it from, I think, maybe a completely kind of flipped on its head perspective of, I don't know what I want to do, but here I am. So let's just kind of trial and error a few things. And I eventually kind of figured out that kind of dance workouts, keeping fit, but having fun was the thing that I got most joy out of and the thing that people actually resonated with really well as a little bit of fashion and beauty on the side. Did that, and I'm still doing that to this day. And it's been, what, like 9 years now of doing that? So it's been a long old time. And now we're at the position where I've just launched this app that is basically all of that content, but in a kind of specially designed, curated app that people can access and benefit from and hopefully feel good from. And this is where I'm at now.
I mean, you've just summed that up in 2 minutes and it's incredible. So succinct, Danielle. Honestly, the amount we talk about nothing, really. I'm so impressed.
I know. I did think halfway through that. I was like, God, just get to the point, Danielle. And so I was like, and here we are. We've got an app, the end.
I'm really curious actually to know about social media. I think something you said there was really amazing, that you kind of just wanted to show up and you enjoyed things that made you feel good. I guess it's really interesting for me and to see like the next wave, the next generation, the next younger influencers coming through and like all the stuff that they're trying to push. So just before we really get into it, do you have any advice? You're like one of the OGs for anyone who's like on that journey.
I think for me, being passionate about what I am talking about and not just following what maybe is cool or the trend is best. Because I tried to do a little bit of makeup when I kind of started on social media and on YouTube and that. And, you know, yeah, I like putting makeup on myself, but I don't really care for all these like bright coloured, colourful eye looks and experimental makeup. I'm very much like, I know what I like what I know. So for me, the makeup thing didn't really last on social media because I didn't have that passion for it. And if it's something that you're going to be creating content on, like day in and day out, you have to have that passion for it, even if it's not necessarily like the coolest thing. Like I know, I think, was it you that met France, what's his name, the train guy?
I've not met him, no. Oh,
but you love him.
I love him. I don't want to big myself up. I feel like I discovered him.
Maybe that's why I think that you met him, because apparently you discovered him. Yeah, what's his name?
Oh God, Francis? I can't. Francis, yeah, I can't pronounce his surname.
Yeah, but like, for example, him, right? Like he posted and posts what he's passionate about. Are trains or were trains ever really seen as like a sexy or a cool thing? Not really. I mean, not as far
as I'm according
aware.
To Gucci, they are now.
Well, now they. But this is the thing, right? So that I think he's a great example of how like the newer generation of social creators and talent can really, really make something with an engaged online audience, because people buy into people, right? So if you
love
are
that.
Creating content that is so genuine and passionate to you, like for me now, it is all about finding balance in life. Like you'll know, as one of my personal closest friends, about how I am with the balance in my life. I sometimes struggle with it, but I always try to maintain it. It's not just something that I switch on and switch off. I'm like, no. If I'm going to like, you know, go out and do all these workouts, then I'm going to go out and also have a good time in equal measures. Like I've never like full-blown one or full-blown the other, because I just don't think that it's sustainable. And then that obviously naturally can go over, cross over into my content. So that's the advice that I would have for anyone, whether you're online or not really, just find something that you're passionate about and share that, share whatever your message is with as many people as you want to, because it's not always going to be great. You're not always going to be getting a million views and thousands of likes and stuff. But if it's something you feel passionate about, then it kind of doesn't matter either way, because you're enjoying what you're doing.
I love that. Speaking of balance, actually, I'd be really curious to know, you obviously share a lot of what you're passionate about and what your life looks like. How do you split between kind of like work, what's work and what's your personal, and how you're managing that with social? Because I think you do that really well.
Thank you. I always kind of feel as though maybe I should give more when it comes to like the personal side of things. But it's been like a trial and error, right? Over the years, like I have maybe shared things in the past, say, I don't know, a really close friend, and I'll be posting them all over my social media. And then maybe me and that friend either might drift apart, or they might even move away or something like that. And then I'm not sharing them so much. And then I have to accept that people are going to be asking me questions about, where's she? Like, hang on. And it might be something that actually is a bit of a sensitive subject for me at the time, you know, as we go through things. So for me now, I do have, I guess, like kind of set rules for myself, and I don't judge anyone else for sharing whatever they want to, because that is their life and their prerogative. But for me, like personally, like for my family, I don't ever share on social media. You know, I've got two gorgeous little nieces and I won't ever share them on social media. And also my personal life, when it comes to things like relationships and stuff, I have had several relationships over the years. And I think sometimes people might know if I'm in one, but maybe don't know anything about him, or, you know, I won't share that much. And for me, it helps me compartmentalize when I am on social media, I am working. Of course, I share elements of my life when I'm at home, but I live by myself, so it's easy to do that, because there's no boundaries there. I don't need to respect anyone else's home in that sense, because it's just my home. But I definitely think for me, there are certain things that are like, I guess, off limits, but I also will try to let my audience in on me as a person. So although they don't have access to the whole of me and my life and my personal life, they still have access to me as a person and what my personality is like. Like that they have 100% access to, my personality, because I am the same, as I'd like to think that you will confirm, whether I'm online or I'm offline. So my personality,
I mean, yeah, literally.
I couldn't be two different people. I don't have the brain capacity. I couldn't do it.
Stop it.
So I have to be the same person, purely for confusion. So yeah, that's how I find my balance. But like I said, like some people choose to share everything, you know, who knows, maybe if I ever get married or ever have children, if I choose to do those things, it might change. And I guess that's the great thing about it being my social media, is that I get to do what I want with it. And if someone else doesn't like it, that's okay. But it's not going to determine, I'm never going to be forced into thinking I have to share something for popularity or likes or engagement or anything like that. It's not worth it for me, for my mental well-being.
Oh, I love that so much. It's so true what you say, but also I do live for your close friend stories.
Sorry, guys,
you're not in that.
Yeah, the closest see a little bit more, but I mean, to be fair, it's mainly just me looking absolutely rotten.
It is.
Literally rotten. Like, everyone else gets like the lift pictures where I'm like in the elevator, like all dressed up. My close friends get me in a tracksuit with my hair on top of my head, being like, oh, today's been rubbish, or today's been great, you know. So really, people aren't missing out that much, but...
No, I love it. I love it. You're so authentic.
Thank you.
I guess so. Speaking of authenticity and integrity, which you are all about, I feel like I've been along the journey with you through pause, through just voice notes, the odd FaceTime. You know, I'm so busy. I'll see you in 17 weeks. Okay, yeah. Perfect. So I think, you know, there is this kind of really glamorized look at entrepreneurship, right? And creation, and that it's all exciting, but we know behind the scenes, my goodness, it can be so difficult. So yeah. I would really love you to share some of these bits, Danielle, because you are so inspirational to so many people that I think actually to hear what this journey has really been like could be really, really powerful.
Oh, thank you. I mean, like, kind of going back to what I said before, right? Like, you have to be passionate about it, because it really isn't all glamorous. Like, if I did this just to go to like the red carpet events and stuff, I'd be absolutely miserable, because I go to like one of them maybe like twice a year, and the rest of the time is me sat at home, tracksuit, no makeup, like getting stuff done, right?
Yeah.
So that's like the business side of it. It really has been a journey creating Pause, and it has been, yes, probably one of the toughest journeys professionally, but also one of the most rewarding ones as well. Mm. And it's something that now I feel like I was always meant to do. You know how people are like, oh, I just know that my purpose is to help people, or my purpose is to, I don't know, be a mom, or my purpose is to save animals or whatever. My purpose, I now feel, is to share the importance of, I guess, balance, but also not allowing society and that overwhelming feeling of life constantly get to you. Like, if I can help just one person understand that there is so much magic in literally just, I mean, for want of a better expression, like sticking two fingers up at the world every so often and going, no, this is my time. Let me just have a minute. Let me have a break, like a timeout. If I can just help one person understand that that is so beneficial, then I would have done my job. Obviously, I'm hoping to maybe share that with more than just one person. But I just think it is so, for me, it was a game changer. And actually, it's something that I didn't realize. I had been pausing from when I was at school, and I would do my school day, and I wasn't a particularly academic kid, but I would then go to dancing. That was my pause moment. And I didn't even realize that until I actually was like putting this apple together and really had to start describing it with words. Because I feel like it's really hard when you feel something to then describe it with words. It was quite difficult. And I had to describe to my developers, and obviously then to people out there, about what pause is. And I was like, God, I've really been doing this a long time. Like, it's so ingrained and innate in me to pause that I thought, God, if this has helped me throughout all this time, and yes, you know, you have stress times, you've got quieter times, you know, but actually the thing that has been a constant with me is every time I'm feeling overwhelmed or just a little bit like I can't cope. And I think that we all have those times. And like you said, it can be really glamorized, but, you know, we are all people, regardless of either fame, celebrity, money, status, any of that. We're all people and we all feel these emotions. I think it's so important to remember that you can only give the best version of yourself to others, those that you love, if you're giving the best version of yourself to you, if you're allowing yourself to create the best version within, so like behind closed doors, like having that moment. And for me, that was kind of creating pause and putting it into this app, which, like I said, has been one of the most rewarding, but definitely most challenging things I've done to date. But I'm really, really proud of what we've built, like myself and like the team behind it, and also the community. And now seeing people actually being able to enjoy the app, and we've got these community chats on there, and actually people are like, oh my God, this, like, yeah, this is what I needed. This is what I need. I'm like, oh, thank God people are actually needing this as well. Because imagine I did it and it was only me that felt like this. And everyone else was like, no, I don't need to do that. But people
you're
are...
You're just on the app.
Imagine just yourself. Me. Yeah, just one subscriber, me, paying myself.
Perfect.
Yeah, so, yeah, like you said, you know, you heard the voice notes, you had the stressed FaceTimes of like, I can't do this, I can't do this. And then I had to almost give myself a pause moment from creating the app at times, because do you know what I mean? It resonates with anything that you do, whether, you know, you're running around after kids, or you've got a super high powered job, or whatever it is that you're doing, or you're stressed with uni work. We all need those moments to like pause the overwhelming chaos and noise of everyday life and just take time for ourselves. And that is ultimately what pause is. I have no idea what you actually asked me, but that's basically what the answer I've just given.
No, it's perfect. I just wanted to know, actually, more for me, did you, when you were creating it, did you know you wanted to create this specifically, or was there like a process to get to this concept?
I knew that I wanted to create a platform, let's say.
Yeah.
I didn't necessarily know it was going to be an app when I first started thinking about it. But that was because, I mean, I first started having the idea of being able to share stuff like years ago. And a few people had approached me about creating an app. But I think because of the way that I share content on social media, I'm really not just all about one thing. Well, I'm all about like living your best life. And I know that sounds really cliche, but I am. I'm all about doing things that make you feel good, whether that be getting my nails done, hair done, doing a workout, going out with friends, staying in bed till 4 p.m., whatever makes you feel good, as long as there's like obviously a balance of things. You can't stay in bed till 4 o'clock every day. And I didn't really know what I wanted to do in terms of the platform. But then, you know, obviously I think the pandemic, right, was such a massive turning point for everyone for different reasons. And for me, it was where those pause moments, obviously, we went from trying to fit those pause moments in throughout the day to it being one continuous pause moment throughout, like, over the best part of a year, right, when we couldn't do anything or go anywhere. And I then still had to find the little pockets within that pause, because obviously everything had stopped. That was the new normal. And I was like, what can I still do for me? And I think that was when I was like, this needs to be in some sort of app. I didn't know what I wanted to call it. And when it came with trying to come up with a name, that was a whole other thing. I said to my mum once, I was like, I think I want to call it Pause. Even coming up with the name of Pause was like quite a journey. I kind of wanted something that could describe what I meant in terms of like kind of shutting out the noise and chaos, but also that could maybe have like several different meanings. Although when I did tell my mum, I was like, oh mum, I think Pause might be quite a nice name. She thought I meant paws as in like a dog paw, like P-A-W-S. And she was like, yeah, I mean, cute, but I just don't really get how that is connected to like what you've said about what you want to do. And I was like, what do you mean? She was why a paw? I was like, no, paws as in P-A-U-S-E. She was like, oh, okay, yeah, that makes more sense. So then I panicked, obviously thinking, I'm going to be saying the like Pause app and people are going to be thinking I'm creating some sort of like canine friendly app for people. So, but luckily my mum was the anomaly and the only person that thought that. when I said to people, I'm creating a wellness app that's all about like self-development and self-improvement, it's called Pause. Funnily enough, Kirsty, no one has said, you mean like dog paw? No one said that. And as I started to create more content for the app and kind of just like, I guess, build it right from just my brain, the meaning of the word pause just gained, like for me, so much strength that then it was like, you know, what's your pause moment? And then I would find myself having different like things throughout the day. And I was like, right, this is a pause moment. I'd speak to a friend and they were like, oh my God, I'm just so stressed. I just want to like, haven't got time to even go and get my hair done or my nails done. And I'm like, that's your pause moment. Or I'd call another friend and they're like, oh, can I call you back? I'm just in the bath. And I'm like, that's your pause moment. Or like someone would say, do you want to go and do a workout? And I'm like, we could do a joint pause. Like it just kept getting like stronger and stronger. And like these pause moments were basically just like presenting themselves to me that I was like, I have to call it pause. And I have to really like share the message of how actually we all do pause throughout our days, throughout our life, but we don't necessarily recognize it as a moment of self-appreciation, self-care, self-love, and refocusing on ourselves because we think, oh God, I've just got 10 minutes. I'm just going to chill. I want you to realize that is a pause moment. So it's got meaning and therefore when something has meaning, it resonates within, it resonates with your mind and your heart and your gut, which obviously like the three main places where we feel, right? Like when we put a label on something, it then has value. So I'm like, I want you to put a label on your pause moment because then it creates more value. And then I want to create this app that is reminding you to have that time for yourself day in and day out. So like the app is totally for you. That's what I've said all along. Like it is for you. It's not about me. It's not look how great I am. Look at all my workouts. It is for you. The content on there is for you to really prioritize yourself.
Do you think that that's a practice? Like how have you found been able to, I mean, you articulate it really well, but I think kind of putting that into action and accepting that it's okay, because again, like we're always in this toxic culture where more is more. And I used to do it as well, actually, I must say, and I would share like my daily schedule or something and what I'm doing. And actually it's like, so why would you share that? All you're doing is talking about yourself. Like it's not helpful for anyone else to talk about what you're doing in the day. You know, I woke up at 5:30 and I've had this and I've had that. What? Like, so I just mean as in, you know, kind of getting away from that culture, but also it's really difficult to do less and to feel okay with doing less and taking these moments.
Yeah, I think definitely as well, if you're in, I mean, maybe any career, but I think definitely if you're in like maybe something like where you're more self-employed, so you are kind of your own boss. Like I, you know, a lot of people say, oh God, it must be so great. Like you're your own boss and you can kind of do what you want on your own time.
Oh God.
And I'm like, well, yeah, like there is freedom in that sense. I don't need to ask for like annual leave in the same way that other people do. If I want to go on holiday, I can like schedule it in. But at the same time, I have to hold myself accountable for getting stuff done. Like I have to set myself deadlines and stuff. So I think in those types of jobs, it can be hard. You know, some nights I am up working until past midnight. Because I don't do the 9-to-5 thing. I don't clock in, clock out. So that's where I think for me, the pandemic and the whole lockdown time was so vital in really focusing on these pause moments. Because I mean, I think everyone realized, obviously, during lockdown, everything went online, right? Mm-hmm. Everyone went online. It was the only thing that we still kind of had free reign over. We couldn't leave our homes for more than an hour. We couldn't see the people that we loved. We couldn't go to the places that we usually went to. People are at home trying to do their own nails, trying to, you know, like work at home in a house, crowded house. The only thing that we kind of had free reign over that stayed normal was online. And as someone that worked online pre-pandemic, I felt an insane pressure from people that, you know, my audience that always kind of utilized my content and got joy out of it, all of a sudden, almost, no one said it, but it was this unspoken thing of, okay, well now what, Danielle? Because I used to come to you once a day, but I'm picking up my phone 20 times more a day now because I'm just at home. So now what are you going to offer me? What are you going to give me? And I felt, oh my God, I need to provide, because I've got this online platform. And so that's what, you know, my job is still going. And it was actually during the pandemic that I had to set myself a routine of logging off on a Friday evening and not logging on again until like Sunday evening, and having my weekends to literally do what I needed to do for myself without the overwhelming feeling of having to keep up with this social media, I guess, like, roundabout that had basically just been put on some sort of steroid that was whizzing around at a million miles an hour because there was nothing else that was stimulating people. And that was for me where I was like, I need to talk about the importance of having that switch off time more, because I really struggled at times, and you'll know, obviously, as one of my friends, like, I really struggled at times throughout the pandemic personally, like mentally. And it was those little pockets of things. Like, I took up colouring. I had such enjoyment out of colouring.
So cute.
Or like,
so
I would go, you know, when the weather was lovely, I would walk to like the nearest like park with my book and just sit there and read for like an hour. I would just do things that didn't involve like work or other people. Didn't involve other people, because as well, I think we become so reliant and dependent on other people. And of course, friends and family, all of those people are so important to me. But I can give them nothing if I give nothing to myself.
Absolutely.
And that for me was what was so important and integral in sharing. And kind of, you know, like what you were saying, like how have you managed to like share that? I think in just still now to this day, I come off of social media on Fridays, and I have a feeling you do it, or you've done it in the past.
Yeah, I'm not as good as you. Yeah, I need to get better at it. Yeah, yeah. I do. I got really into it. Actually, you told me to do it, because I was just saying like, oh, I feel like I never get a break, and I'm not like a content creator like you in any way. And even I felt that pressure.
Yeah.
So now you told me to do it. Yeah.
Yeah. And I do. I think that that's so important for people to remember, regardless of their life, regardless of what they've got going on. We can all spare at least 5 minutes in a day to do something. And that's why the content on the app ranges from 5 minutes up till about 20 minutes. But also, if you do have longer, you can obviously stack videos, you can stack workouts, you can stack voice notes. And there's also things that prompt you on the app that you can do off app as well. You know, writing down, like journaling, quotes, inspo, and all of that kind of thing. Just little things that you can kind of just implement throughout your day. I think that I came at it from a point of view where I did speak about myself with my own journey of creating pause, the pandemic, life stopping, finding my own pause moments. But I think it's something that actually can be easily transferred into helping other people. So yes, I speak about my own personal journey, but I also think it's something that a lot of people can relate to and then implement into their lifestyle. I'm not asking people to do a complete 180 switch up of their life. I'm not asking people to make sure they do a certain number of burpees a day or stick to these macros or, you know, do something that actually they find quite hard to fit into their lifestyle. I'm asking them to do something that they will benefit from that can literally be just 5 minutes. If they want to do longer, they can. And it doesn't have to be one type of thing. It doesn't have to be just a workout, which is why I was so important for me to stress that it is not a fitness app.
Yeah, I think
fitness apps are great. Like, I really do. And I think there are people creating incredible fitness workout apps, and especially women as well, right? Like, and they are doing so incredible. And I couldn't do it. I couldn't create a fitness app. I couldn't just do fitness all the time. I couldn't. But for me, that is one part of what pausing is for me. I do like exercising. It does help me physically, but also probably more importantly, mentally. And I've got that element on the app. I've got the voice notes element on the app. Although, honestly, I'm sick of my own voice. So I don't know what anyone else is going to listen to me shabby yapper away, but they're on there as well. Just all these different pause moments that I just want to remind people, like, that it won't do any harm. If it's only going to do, if the only thing it does is have a positive effect on you, why would you not want to do that?
Quite right.
Yeah.
Would you say, being like really specific then, do you, I guess it's kind of obvious, but maybe it isn't. I don't know, for someone listening, do you pause? Do you like lay out the way you want to do something, or do you literally do it sporadically? Like, how you feel that day is how you're going to pause that day.
For me now, yes, because pausing is so innate to me now.
Yep.
And also, like I said earlier, I do have the flexibility of, I don't have to get up and go to an office and sit there until kind of 5 or 6 o'clock. Like, I have the freedom to, I guess, manipulate and plan my day around how I feel and yeah. how I wake up feeling. So I will then cater my day and my pause moments around what I'm doing or how I'm feeling, you know, and I feel very grateful that I can do that. But, you know, again, it will differ for everyone, which is why we've got a variety of different types of content on there. So I'm not saying to someone, well, when you've been out on your feet all day, you have to come home and your pause moment has to be a 10-minute HIIT workout. Like,
yeah.
Because you don't want to do that. And like I said, there are off-app things as well. You know, like for me, my number one pause moment is taking a bath, but like doing it properly.
Oh, like you oils, and me, girl.
The bubbles. Do you know what I mean? The oils, the bubbles, yeah. a bit of music. I tend to not have like technology. So I tend to not want to watch something when I'm in the bath because I don't see it as a complete pause moment. And I spend so much of my time looking at screens that I don't then want to do that. Or, you know, I might take a book in the bath. Like for me, my number one pause moment is taking a bath. And like that would be, because I don't do it often. Obviously, I wash every day. Just feel like I need to put that as a disclaimer.
Just coming out.
yeah, I do shower daily. But yeah, I don't have a bath every day. And that, you know, that's my thing. But there are some days where I just don't have time to run a bath and do that, but I still want to do something else. So I'll do something that takes only 5 minutes rather than a bath, which obviously takes time to run. And then you have to sit in it and then you drain, like all of that. So yeah, it does. You can cater it around your day and your life, and it is so unique to you. And we just offer guidance, advice, inspiration, and like motivation in these things.
It's amazing. I think you've created something just so powerful and what people really need. But I think hearing more about the story behind it, you really can understand your personality coming through it and your way of thinking. And actually, that way of thinking has evolved through challenges and through difficulties and in that in itself is the story, is the power of it. So it's amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think as well, you know, the people that I surround myself with, you know, my friends, my family, they've also, without maybe realizing, had a massive input into what pause is, into the life that I choose to live, through their like advice. You know, we've got this voice note section, which they're all like mini kind of, I mean, I've called them voice notes because, as you will know, I love sending a voice note.
Oh, she can't get enough of them, honestly.
I'm always sending voice notes. So I wanted to bring that element of it, like the conversational communication side of it, to the app without it being a podcast, because I don't know how you do it. I don't know how anyone podcasting does it, like talking, asking all these questions to people and finding the guests. Like, I'm so in awe of people like yourself and like podcasters that manage to get episodes up week on week on week. Whereas I literally will basically like brain fart for like 5-10 minutes, maximum 10 minutes about something. And then I just whack it on the app. And it's like these little like moments of advice. Or for example, we've got one on how to deal with heartbreak. And that was the toughest one for me because I really had to dig deep into my own previous experience of heartache and going through a breakup or something, and also what I have said to friends or what friends have said to me. So we've got that. And then we've got things like how to start something new, because that as well, I think as an adult can be quite daunting. And I reference starting exercise, but it could be starting anything. And we've got, I think, one that's gone up quite recently about things I wish I knew in my 20s that, yes, obviously I want people in their 20s to listen to, but I also say at the start, I kind of caveat by saying, if you're not in your 20s, I really hope you listen to this and nod in agreement that actually maybe you were like this and where you're at now, so that you can use it as a reflective type of voice note to the growth that you have had within yourself. And I just think these like little 5-10 minute chats, that's also nice for someone just to listen to if they're just like, oh, I just kind of want like a friend to listen to or want to hear a different perspective of advice. And the voice notes have predominantly been built off my own personal experiences and advice that my friends and family have given me. So the people around me also don't realize how integral they are to what pause is.
Oh, yeah. That's so lovely. And I think as well, like, obviously you've got such a huge personality and you are, I mean, she's hilarious, but you also give the best advice.
Oh, I don't always take it though, do I, Kirsty?
Oh,
I
not always.
No, I'm a giver, not a taker.
Yeah. But does anyone? I can I feel like I can help anyone fix their life except my own. So yeah, absolutely.
Why do we do that? The self-sabotage.
Why do we? Our toxic trait. Yeah. Brilliant. But I feel like that is, you know, you do give this amazing advice. And also both being in our 30s, it's not meant in a derogatory way, but you're so different to what you are in your 20s, and there is so much to share. And it's like, I wish somebody had done that to me when I was younger. Right?
Yeah, 100%. And I think as well, you know, our 20s, like our early 20s specifically, were just a different time because we didn't have the access on social media that people do have now. So it's not, like you said, it's really not a like derogative or patronizing way of saying it. I'm not saying, oh God, you just wait till you get to your 30s. It's not like that at all. It's like, I wish that I had these resources in my early 20s to like not end up wasting my time on things that I have never valued, like I've never gained value from, right? And absolutely. I know that sometimes you do have to live and learn and figure it out for yourself, but there are some things I definitely could have avoided if I just had someone. You know, all we had was celebrities who showed off this like shiny, glamorous life that was so out of reach for us. But now you've got access to people that are like you, or people that you maybe would like to be like, or think like, or, you know, relate to. That I'm just like, God, if you're, you know, in your 20s and maybe feeling a little bit either lost or just unsure, like you have the access to a wealth of knowledge and advice from people that have literally lived what you've lived and can help you avoid unnecessary dramas. Because no one's got time for drama. We're all about calm, not chaos.
Oh, and on that note, that I feel like you really like rounded it off, because I was only going to ask you like one more tiny thing. And I'm like, cool, well, we're done. Thank you. See you later.
Bye. I'm getting off the pool. I'm going to have a bath.
So, you know, to finish, obviously, where can everyone download Pause and how does it work? And obviously, I'll leave all the details in the show notes for everyone as well.
Yeah. So you can download Pause. It's Pause by Danielle Pisa on the App Store. And you can either sign up monthly, quarterly or annually. I think the best deal is actually the quarterly sign up. And you just get billed every quarterly. You have access to 100% of the content on the app from day one. You also get a 7-day free trial. And we are very regularly running like offers of like 20% off your first month or 50% or all these different kind of, you know, just like discounts and offers. And then obviously on Instagram as well, Pause by Danielle Pisa, which we will share snippets of the app on our Instagram and just other little, you know, quote cards, carousels, reels of things that basically are just the, I guess, like the shop window to the app. So if you're not quite ready to take the plunge and subscribe, which you should because it's great, then you can, you know, just check out the Instagram. And then, of course, my Instagram is just at Danielle Pisa, where I basically make a prat of myself and post it online and people get to laugh at my expense of me being silly.
Oh my goodness, thank you so much. I'll leave everything in the show notes below, but I just want to say thank you so much for your time. I'm so proud of you. You're doing amazing. Go and have a bath.
Thank you so much. No, thank you so much, Kirsty. I think everything that you're doing as well is so helpful and beneficial. And next on my list, get into meditating.
It's going to happen. 2023. It's got to happen, Danielle.
If I'm going to meditate with anyone, it's going to be you. So maybe we'll get some meditations on Pause and then...
I'd love that. Yeah, that would be amazing. Let's
do that. Watch this space.
Great. We'll set that up off the podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. But no, thank you so much for having me.
And, amazing.
Yeah, lots of love to you.
Thank you, my darling. Take care. Bye. I hope you enjoyed that as much as me. That was honestly the most incredible and insightful episode. She honestly is just such an expert, but just so humble. And I think that's what's really missing sometimes in this world. And it's why we are great friends. I absolutely adore her. And everything she creates is almost just the highest level that anyone could ever dream of. So thank you so much, Danielle. As always, I'll leave all of her details in the show notes if you're not following her already, which I'm sure most of you are. But she really has the kindest soul. And I just am so proud of everything she's created with Pause. So you know what part of the podcast it is. It's time to get really comfortable, really cozy as we go into this week's mini meditation. And in light of taking that pause,
pause, I really want you to now just take a moment to settle into the practice, to really notice how you feel within the practice. How are you feeling and what do you need from the practice? It's really important to ask ourselves that question so we can really settle in to the moment. We can take that pause and we can absorb that feeling. Take a moment to relax the body and to really check in with where you may be holding tension. It can often be in the forehead or in the jaw, maybe in the chest, in the shoulders. Asking yourself how you feel. Truly asking yourself in this moment, how do I feel? What do I need? How do I feel? What do I need? Sending the breath deep down into the belly. How do I feel and what do I need? I want you to imagine the breath traveling further down the body now into the legs. How do I feel? What do I need? I'm really absorbing this moment of inner peace, inner calm. How do I feel? What do I need? Feeling that connection to the earth, feeling grounded, feeling totally secure in the moment. How do I feel? What do I need? And I want you to bring one hand onto the heart center and one hand onto the belly and really feel this beautiful connection with the body. Begin to notice how that feels. Feel your breath slowing down. Feel your body relax. Feeling your mind become clear. How do I feel? And staying here for as long as you need. Thank you so much. I will see you again next week.